Karina, my wife, and I both enjoy our wine. I'm less fussy than her, but we both enjoy our wine, and we're a member of Club Sirame, a terrific winery whose wines we enjoy, local Queensland winery. And we get their boxes of wine delivered every 3 months. Just got our first box, only joined recently. And great wines, great little magazine and everything, but I don't know, is it just me, or I find it hard to take some of the tasting notes seriously. I mean, some of them make sense. I mean, here's one that says, fresh, medium-bodied, rich red berry fruits with good fruit weight, lovely firm powdery tannins, and complemented by a sweet berry fruit finish. That's okay. I mean, it mentions fruit, it mentions berries, which is fine. It mentions weight and tannins, even the word powdery. I get that. It makes sense. But some of the other descriptions are just go a little bit too far. This one, rich firm Merlot showing soft earthy characters, soft ripe tannins, hints of plum, rhubarb, Jaffa notes, and a touch of freshly rolled Cuban cigar. When I think of a Cuban cigar, I don't think of it as freshly rolled. I think of some chewed monstrosity. I don't want that anywhere near my wine. Or this one. Complex yet refined palate, exhibiting rich forest floor berries with hints of spice, choc orange, black forest cake, firm yet soft tannins, and lovely integrated oak. Now the oak makes sense, I guess, although I don't even know if they use oak barrels. But I don't know, using the word yet twice in the one sentence, complex yet refined, firm yet soft, using the word forest twice in a sentence, forest floor berries and black forest cake. I mean, for heaven's sake, black forest cake in a wine. I mean, one of the other ones mentioned things, fruit cake, which kind of makes sense because fruit cakes are full of sultanas. So that makes sense to compare a wine to that. I mean, I guess it's like anything, really. You're trying to describe with words an aesthetic pleasure or sense. So it's impossible, but really. Black forest cake, choc orange, forest floor berries. Maybe I just don't take my wine seriously enough. Still, it's all is forgiven when you actually taste the wine. They're actually really good. Queensland wines don't have the best reputation in the world, but these, I have yet to have a dud wine from this winery. Plus the winery itself is a great place to visit. Fantastic food in the restaurants, great cellar door, really staff that actually understand the meaning of service. Yeah, I'm poking fun at them because I love them. And these are by no means the worst tasting notes I've ever read. The ones that really drive me nuts are the ones that ascribe personalities to the wine. Impudent, cheeky, that sort of stuff. What a waste of time.